7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance to play for you songs each week that I hope will reach out and hit some of you pretty hard. And if one doesn't get you, maybe the next one will. That's my goal. And I also put in an occasional reading, a story, a joke. I call those things wombats, and I have a wombat tonight. So I'll let you know when it's coming up. And we're going to start right off with a kind of country music, between country music and pop. It's called Merry Go Round by Casey Musgraves. Tells a little story about a family and what each of them is doing. And I enjoy this song, Merry Go Round.
Two kids by 21, you're probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. And it don't matter if you don't believe. Come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart. Same trailer, different. Hooked on Mary Kay, brothers hooked on Mary Jane, and daddy's hooked on Mary two doors down. Mary, Mary, quack and Sherry, we get bored so we get married. Just like dust we settle in this town, on this broken merry-go-round. Round, round we go, where it stops nobody. Checks are always cashing to buy a little more distraction. 'Cause mama's hooked on Mary Kay, brother's hooked on Mary Jane, and daddy's hooked on Mary two doors down. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, we get bored so we get married. And just like us we settle.
Merry-Go-Round by Casey Musgraves. The next song is a well-known hymn, Wondrous Love. It's in most hymnals. This particular version is Sacred Harp, and that's from the shape note tradition, and sometimes I explain what that is, but I won't today, except that it's one of my hobbies. I sing shape notes, Sacred Harp. So this arrangement with these strange harmonies is what's called the Sacred Harp version. She says a traditional arrangement, and she starts off by introducing it, but it's hard to understand what she's saying. This is Maura Smiley and her group, Voco, singing Wondrous Love.
Sacred Harp song.
That was Wondrous Love by Maura Smiley and Voco. The next song is That Old Wheel by Johnny Cash, and his voice is perfect for this. The story is that things can get bad, but hang on, that old wheel will roll around again. And he says it so well. Here's Johnny Cash with That Old Wheel.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score.
Don't be weak, as they sow they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Yes sir. When love is gone and the one you thought would stay does you wrong, and you're left alone to pay, the price is high. But somehow you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score.
Don't be weak, as they sow they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
that old wheel will roll around again.
Roll on.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel,
that old wheel,
it's gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it's gonna even up the score.
Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel,
yeah, that old wheel
is gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow,
yeah,
they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Roll around
and around again,
again.
That was Johnny Cash with That Old Wheel. The next song is by Guy Clark, famous Texas songwriter and performer. I saw him perform live in Bristol at the Paramount. And this is one of my favorite songs by him, Baton Rouge. There's a line in here that I love. It goes, Texas girl, she broke my heart. Then she took my truck apart. That's Guy Clark at his best. So here it is. This is Baton Rouge by Guy Clark.
I'm gone down to Louisiana. I'm gonna try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Was a Texas girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Guess I'll get me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Talk that talk, I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Now ain't life just like a cul-de-sac? I'm a Texas boy and I'm going back as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna cool my heels in Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge by Guy Clark gives me a wonderful segue into the next song. He's going down to Baton Rouge, which is in Louisiana, and he's going to get some alligator shoes. So let's go down to Louisiana with the alligators. Let's get down in the swamp. So the next song is Alligator Man by Van Dyke Parks, and we are in the swamp. Alligator Man by Van Dyke Parks. Well, now it's time for a wombat. I'm going to read you a poem. And this poem is a melodrama. I loved it for years till I found out what a melodrama was, and this is certainly one of them. So here's a definition of a melodrama. A sensational dramatic piece with exaggerated characters and exciting events intended to appeal to the emotions. So this is certainly that. I'm going to read you a poem, and it's called The Green Eye of the Yellow God, written by Melton Hayes in 1911. There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town, and a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo, while the yellow god forever gazes down. He was known as Mad Karoo by the subs at Kathmandu. He was hotter than they felt inclined to tell. But for all his foolish pranks, he was worshipped in the ranks, and the colonel's daughter smiled on him as well. He had loved her all along with the passion of the strong, and that she returned his love was plain to all. For she was nearly 21, and arrangements were begun to celebrate her birthday with a ball. He wrote to ask what presents she would like from Mad Karoo. They met next day as he dismissed a squad, and jestingly she made pretense that nothing else would do but the green eye of the little yellow god. On the night before the dance, Mad Karoo seemed in a trance, and they chaffed him as they pulled at their cigars. But for once he failed to smile, and he sat alone a while, then went out into the night beneath the stars. He returned before the dawn with his shirt and tunic torn and a gash across his temples dripping red. He was patched up right away, and he slept all through the day while the colonel's daughter watched beside his bed. He woke at last and asked her if she'd send his tunic through. She brought it, and he thanked her with a nod. He bade her search the pocket, saying, "That's from Mad Carew," and she found the little green eye of the god. She upbraided poor Carew in the way that women do, although her eyes were strangely hot and wet. But she would not take the stone, and Carew was left alone with the jewel that he'd chanced his life to get. When the ball was at its height on that still and tropic night, she thought of him and hastened to his room. As she crossed the barrack square, she could hear the dreamy air of a waltz tune softly stealing through the gloom. His door was open wide, with silver moonlight shining through. The place was wet and slippery where she trod. An ugly knife lay buried in the heart of Mad Carew. 'Twas the vengeance of the little yellow god. There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town. And a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Carew, while the yellow god forever gazes down.
That was The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God by Milton Hayes, and read for you by Harry Baia. Well, now we're going from the extreme or absurd to the sublime. I'm not a big classical music fan. I listen to some, but some things have caught me. One of them is Pachelbel's Canon, and I love that. This is George Winston's arrangement. It's called Variations on the Canon by Pachelbel.
Thank you.
That was George Winston playing variations on Pachelbel's Canon. I rarely play instrumentals on the show, not very often, maybe one a show, but now I have two in a row, the last one, and the next one is called Door Country by a band called Notorious, and it's an instrumental and quite different kind of music than we just heard. Door Country. Thank you. Door Country by Notorious. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, the radio station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And it's my chance to try and put on songs that I think will reach out and grab you, as many of you as possible. I hope some of these have gotten you, and if they haven't, maybe some of the ones coming up will. And the next song is Dance Upon This Earth. It's a song of joy and celebration. And sometimes I feel this way, and this is a great song to hear when you're feeling that way. Or maybe when you're not, maybe it'll help you get there. So Dance Upon This Earth by Amy Gallanton and Stillwaters.
I'm gonna dance upon this earth. I'm gonna find some joy in all this madness. I have always been a dreamer since I was a little girl. Someone's always trying to change me. That can't happen now. I'll do what I please. Oh, I'm gonna dance upon this earth.
Dance Upon This Earth by Amy Gallanton and Stillwaters. The next song is called Parting Friends, and it's by the King's Men. The melody, the tune, is very close to Poor Wayfaring Stranger. And if you know that song, you might listen and see if you can hear the differences in the tune, because there are some minor changes. And I find this speaks to me a lot. The older you get, the more this song will mean to you. Parting Friends.
Farewell, my friends, I'm bound for Canaan. I'm traveling through the wilderness. Your company has been and delightful. You who doth leave my mind distressed. I go away behind to leave you. Perhaps never to meet again. But if we never have this pleasure, I hope we'll meet on Canaan's land. I know dark clouds are hovering o'er me. I know my way is rough and steep, but beauteous fields lie just before me, where the redeemed their vigil keep. And when my journey's finally over, my journey's finally over, when rest and peace upon me lie. High o'er the hills where once we traveled, silently there my mind will.
You just heard Parting Friends by the King's Men. The next song is a classic from the 50s. It's called Bye Bye Love by the Everly Brothers. It's not really doo-wop. In fact, I don't know what genre you'd put it in. The Everly Brothers were almost a genre all their own, but this is one of their big hits. Bye Bye Love.
Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye. I'm gonna cry. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye bye, my love. Goodbye. I'm through with romance. I'm through with love. I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the is true with me. Bye bye, love. Bye bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm
cried. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. Bye bye my love, goodbye. Bye bye my love.
Bye Bye Love by the Everly Brothers. The next song is Chasing Someone Else's Dream by Balsam Range, and it tells you to follow your heart, but it warns you sometimes you may end up chasing someone else's dreams and things don't go as well as if you follow your heart truly.
5 days a week and sometimes more. I'm up with the sun and headed out the door. Most nights I don't get home till later night. Well, I make a living any way I can. Everywhere I turn, I answer to a man who only cares about the bottom line. Well, I've heard the old folks say, you'll never work a day if you like what you do. And I'd say it's probably true that the only way to find the path to peace of mind is to follow your heart right from the start. But it's never been as easy as it seems, 'cause it's hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams. I know that there's a lot of folks like me who aren't looking for a handout or an ounce of sympathy, just a way to get a piece of the pie. 'Cause the game has changed for the common man. It takes credit cards, and I'll use more installment plans, spending every minute trying to get by. Well, I've heard the old folks say, you'll never work a day if you like what you do. And I'd say it's probably true that the only way to find the path to peace of mind is to follow your heart right from the start. But it's never been as easy as it seems, 'cause it's hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams. It's not because I'm lazy, out of touch, or going crazy. I'm barely breaking even, and I need a thing or two I can believe in. Well, I've heard the old folks say, you'll never work a day if you like what you do. And I'd say it's probably true that the only way to find the path to peace of mind is to follow your heart right from the start. But it's never been as easy as it seems, 'cause it's hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dream. So hard to get ahead when you're chasing someone else's dreams.
Chasing Someone Else's Dreams by Balsam Range. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you this show Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, which is the radio station at Emory and Henry College, 90.7 FM. And you can pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com. EHC is Emory Henry College, WEHCFM.com. So you can get us Mondays at 7 and Saturdays at 1, anywhere in the world. And now it's time to close the show, And I have a kind of tradition of closing the show by asking you to join me in something. It's sort of an audience participation thing. So it's now your turn to join me in making this show complete. What I want you to do is to join me in celebrating something. And we're going to celebrate just being here. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.